This shouldn't be a thing. Again, if you have a thing that should not be, send it in to Calvin, Jane, and me. That's a new song. I'm never going to give you the same song twice. It's always going to be a new song. You can send it to Janesays. Jane says at civicmedia.us. You can also send us stories for guests. Basic questions. Hey, people who don't like us get in touch that way too. It's fine. We love you still. And we want to hug you. But we're going to keep the show going and round it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the Brick by Brick edition. There is a video component. It comes to us via UPI. The famous Ben Hooper is back. Calvin found another gem from Ben Hooper. Here is the headline, and I just want you to prepare yourself. I don't want to say it's a trigger warning per se, but you will feel something in your whole body when I say this title. Barefoot woman breaks record for running across Lego bricks. Ow. A New Zealand woman showed the strength of her soles when she ran barefoot over 100 meters of loose Lego bricks in 24.75 seconds. Gabrielle Wall broke the Guinness World Record. Again, I don't understand it, Calvin. Someone had to think of this, Calvin.
Well, Greg.
Yeah.
I will say.
Yeah.
So stepping on a Lego is a bit of a meme of supposedly a really shocking and painful
thing. Have you ever stepped on a Lego?
Yes, and I think it is exaggerated. It is not a pleasant experience, but it is not like as bad as some people make it out to be.
Obviously, you've only stepped on the flat tours. You've never stepped on like a full-blown 8-thick in a half an inch brick and just jammed it into the bottom of your foot. You don't know, Cal. Your generation is soft. You don't know things, Calvin. That's what I thought.
This is going to take you by surprise, maybe.
You've never played with Lego?
No. I'm not a big shoe wearer at home, like, or even socks. I tend to walk around outside of my yard without shoes on.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll walk across the flower bed with rocks on it without socks on, and it's not that bad. I feel like I got tough feet. Maybe I should sign up and try to set
this record. I was
going to
say, I feel like you're just putting yourself up to challenge Miss Wall here to break the world record. Fastest 100-meter barefoot on Lego brick. That's an award, folks. That's a real thing. She attempted the 320-foot-8 sprint in Christchurch, New Zealand. I think I'm going to start calling you Calvin Rocks No Socks Butenhoff here with Mr. Tough Feet. You're like, I don't know if you know this, guys, but I got pretty tough feet. Have you ever stepped on a Pez dispenser? That's a new level of pain that makes you wish it was a Lego. I stepped on one this year, and I thought I was I crumbled like just a piece of laundry on the floor.
I guess now the larger question is why you have Pez dispensers on the floor.
It was one Pez dispenser. It was a Darth Vader Pez dispenser. You do the math. It all makes sense when I say that.
You're right. It all adds up now.
The track was covered in 661 pounds. I like how it was 661, of Lego bricks donated by Imagination Station in New Zealand, a nonprofit that uses Lego pieces for robotics and mechanics education. That's very cool. Wall spent 2 months building up calluses in preparation for her attempt. Even attempting a wedding without shoes. I am fascinated by this. Actually, should this not be a thing? I think it should. It is a thing. Calvin, what do you think?
You know, it seems very Australian, but they're not
New
Australian.
Zealand. Yeah,
it's like,
New
you would think of New Zealand as the like more uppity cousins of Australia.
Dang, dude.
Well, I like New Zealand. It sounds like a great, the people there seem cool.
Yeah.
But they seem a little more refined.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, in America, we just eat the Legos. That's what we would do. But that brings us to the end. And good luck to her. Hope your feet are doing well. Good luck to you. Thank you, Ben Hooper. That brings us to the end of another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.